Welcome to Strength for This Day, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. And now with a word from the Word, here's Pastor John Couch.
The key in walking in holiness is that we must decrease while God increases. And literally every day we need to get up and pray this prayer to some degree, whether you say it verbally or to yourself. God, I want your glory today to rise above me. I don't know where you're going to send me today. I don't know what rejection's coming my way. No matter what's going on, God, in my life today, I want your glory to rise above me. Matter of fact, if you insist that's the case, God's going to use you in a powerful way wherever he's planted you for such a time as this. It's a holiness. It's a being sanctified. It's being set apart. We're in such a time as this that we know that we need godly men and women in the United States of America like never before. This is the day to rise up and to begin living for God, living for Christ, living for what God has called you to do, because we need the example of Christ in us, the hope of glory, going out to the streets all over the United States of America. I see this over and over, this deep theme that I believe is so biblical and so true, that as the man goes, so does the home and the church. This thing to be holy is not a suggestion. We have that thing in Matthew 28, we call it the great what? The great commission, right? Unfortunately, so many times in American churches, it's really the great suggestion. Hey, if you get around to it, man, if there's not a good show on, you know, hey, feel free. That's not what God said. God said literally in the Greek, as you were going. There's an assumption there that if you've radically been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you will radically want to go tell someone else about who saved you. So people ask, they say, well, why are so few people evangelizing for Jesus? And I think the question that needs to be asked back to that is, how many people have really been radically saved by him in the first place? It's hard to go evangelize for someone who supposedly saved you when you really haven't been saved in the first place.
To learn more about Strength for This Day and Pastor John Couch, visit John online at thisdayministries.org. thisdayministries.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Be encouraged. Be challenged and embrace God's strength for this day.